Welcome everybody to the Last City Radio, episode number 95, man. It's crazy. We are finally back after the whole vacation type deal. You know, it was kind of dry for the last, I can't say the last couple of weeks, before the last couple of weeks, y'all. But we're finally back, and man, it feels good to be back. It really is. We miss you guys, so we're here, we're live, and I appreciate everybody for joining. And also, those of you who can't make this live show, it's okay, because I make sure that I post it on Sundays, so that way people can go ahead and come in and be able to join in and listen to some discussions, or whether we play, do we're doing variety gaming, whatever, so you get a chance to listen to that on the go. So, that being said, I appreciate all you guys, and we're going to get right into the nitty-gritty. So, I definitely want to introduce my co-host. The guy is not only great when he does carries, playing ESO, or just a lover of Starfield. The guy is a great guy, and his tactics, and just being him, being a new light for not too long ago, and still being on top, I consider him a Mount Rushmore of veterans in the Destiny community. My man, Mr. Jared Darkhart, how you doing, sir?
Going good, man. You ready to talk about our favorite game?
Yes.
Because there's a lot. There's a lot going on. Yes. We always make comparisons, but we haven't been able to actually talk about the game lately.
That is
the comparisons always happen. We're like, well, in Destiny, they do it like this.
Every time. And you're right, man. We haven't got a chance to really now talk Destiny. And it feels like the best time. You know how, like, when, Christmas time or the holidays come in, you're already looking mm-hmm. forward to gifts and stuff like that. It's kind of that time with Destiny, you know. We're finally looking forward to, you know, getting a chance to finally say yes. Here we go. We're getting a lot of the new stuff. The stuff is coming out. We're almost here. And this is a great time of Destiny. And man, when I tell you,
I'm sure our viewers are going to have a lot of arguments about new stuff right now.
Oh yeah, they are. Trust me, they
a are. Lot.
Yeah, trust me, it's going to be a lot of debates. It's going to be a lot of
different things. Oh
yeah. That you guys saw, and for those of you who haven't seen everything, trust me, we're going to get into it. But before we do that. What you been playing, man? What's been going on with you?
So we're still carrying people in runs for raids and dungeons and you name it in Destiny. Took a little break, little break this week because, I mean, you know, a lot of new stuff coming up in the game. Multimach doesn't want to drop for me an Iron Banner. I got kind of sick of it. So it's double XP in ESO. So I've been playing that a lot lately.
Okay.
I got business to take care of in that game.
right. Yeah, man, you've been grinding that, and for me too, I've been grinding as y'all been seeing.
Helldivers, right? Helldivers,
yeah. Down, delivering more.
I got so many people who play that game, and like I've told you, man, I appreciate you getting the game for me. I just got to find time to jump in with everything going on.
Right. It's a lot, man. And I mm-hmm. trust me, what I tell you. You know,
starting from scratch and another game again. I'm ready.
Oh, you're gonna love it. Trust
me. Oh, I can tell you. Already. I can tell.
Listen, man, I've been making a lot of videos, especially for those who don't follow me on TikTok. I make update videos for Helldivers, doing really well, actually. Man, my numbers has been rocking and going crazy over there. You know, just having a good time with it, giving people the news, the updates and stuff. We got a lot of stuff in there that's going on literally as the game progressing. Of course, we're pushing back the automatons, having a good time. And man, I'm telling you, it's been something else with the game. Just the overall, just being able to create your own story, but just the ground up. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts, man. I've been having a good time with that. But while we all been on vacation, like I was saying, Destiny has been in the background cooking.
And, oh, God, yeah.
Man, I do want to ask you, too, like, just from the initial standpoint, I know we talked behind the scenes, but mm-hmm. just from the initial standpoint of the first live stream, let's talk about that, give a little run with that. How were you feeling on that first initial live stream that they did?
The very first one? You know, like I've said, horde modes aren't really my thing. I'm the kind of guy that has to have a goal in front of me when I'm playing a game. Having waves of stuff coming at me is not exactly the funnest time for me. So to me, it is a very mid event. However, I know it has been a highly, highly, highly requested mode for years. So the people who are excited about it, I'm glad you got what you wanted. I'm going to get my stuff, and once I got everything I need, you will never see me in it again. But man, this is a great place to work on your catalyst. I like beating the crap out of Shirochi. Like, don't mind me, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is the best time to actually start grinding in that whole mode because, I mean, just think about being able to kind of playtest your builds, different things that you can actually do. I think that's pretty great. That's real good, you know.
Plus, watching the developers play it, you know, with the exception of Legendary version, that's always got some kind of challenge, even if the challenge is just, we've added champions, which, I mean, that's easy to take out if you've been playing for a while and you got the right stuff on. Watching them play normal, it seems doable. I mean, in the, 45 minutes that they played it on normal, they got to wave 40. So it's going to be doable, even for new people, you know, especially if you got like a couple vets with you. If it's something you're brand new to the game and this happens to be when you jump in, you're jumping in because you got a couple of buddies who are experienced with the game, you're going to do fine. You know, you had three vets playing it, developers behind the scenes who are also players of the game that, it literally in 45 minutes of talking at the same time as playing the game, like we all do on Twitch, they got to wave 40, and I think that's about when they started dying, but they were able to pick up each other pretty quick. So recovery is not going to be a bad thing in Onslaught. You know, it's going to be completely doable, but, you know, they put the challenge out there. They want to see the very first solo legendary run of all 50 waves and stuff like that, so I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park, but the challenge is out there. I think I'm just going to do normal. I think I'm just going to run it on normal with folks and just try and get what I'm looking for.
You're not going to get that challenge. You're not going to do that challenge to see what you can do.
Bro, I haven't even soloed a dungeon yet, and I need to for my Paragon.
Right. Listen,
Paragon's teasing me right now.
I know, man. I think, you know, even when they announced Paragon, I was excited for it because I was like, yes, we're getting that on top of. Listen, this is something we've been saying, right?
Yeah.
We need to have a new six-player in-game type of activity.
Yeah, like for sure.
Type of activity. Mm-hmm. And they're giving us just that. And I think that's amazing because now this, like, it's got its
Onslaught's three, but Pantheon, that should be a six. And dude, I need more info on Pantheon. I gotta have more info on Pantheon.
I need to know what's going on. I need to know what they're doing with this. And listen, if it's what I think they're going to do, and they're going to go ahead and put like all the Balray bosses that we've ever fought into this activity, that's going to be amazing.
So here's the cool stuff about that. It sounds like to me, and this is kind of what I would expect, especially if it's something they want to be a challenge for like raiders like us. Mm-hmm. It sounds like to me that they're going to have like a cycle. They're going to be putting bosses in and out of there. There's going to be a cycle, like, I don't know, five bosses, and then you have a chance to get raid weapons on top of it, but they're adding challenge to it, apparently.
Yeah. That's the thing. They're adding a whole lot of challenges to it. They've said multiple difficulties, challenges, stuff like that, and its own type of rewards. We haven't even seen their rewards in this.
No.
So we don't even know.
And they said that pisses me off. They said they were going to give more info, and they didn't. They didn't.
Yeah.
Zero. They were just like, we're going to talk more about Pantheon in one of the next streams, and nothing.
We got the little things that they did say in the TWAB, and that was it. Unless they're trying to save that for the showcase, which is like, okay, just say mm-hmm. it. You know?
I'm hoping for more in that, because I didn't know they were going to do a showcase on the 9th. I thought they were going to do the 3 about Into the Light and call it good, but no, they're actually showing stuff for the final shape next week.
Yeah. That took me by surprise.
Did you see with the Onslaught weapons that the light level came back up, what we thought they were getting rid of?
Mm-hmm.
1830. Yep. Get ready to do your pinnacles again. I know. Yeah, no, thank you. When I get pinnacle, I get pinnacle when I'm not thinking about it. When I'm not thinking about it, I get pinnacle. I'm like, shit, when did I get to 1810?
Yeah, and it's one of those things. It's like, well, I guess we're gonna have to go ahead and start doing those. It's gonna be
cool. Yeah, I saw. They whipped out, you know, the fucking Luna's Howl out, and it was 1830. Mm-hmm. I was like, everybody's like, oh my god, Luna's Howl, and I was like, does that say 1830? Crap.
Right. And let me just say 1830, please. Please don't.
Because leveling is not something I'm looking to do in that game. Not anymore.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Even when the expansions come out and it's like, we're raising it by 50, it is not something I'm looking forward to. At least as an experienced person, I can get to power quick. It's like, we're raising Pinnacle to 1810, and I'm like, I'll get to 1800 in like 3 days. And I do.
That's true. You can get there really quickly, and it doesn't take that long.
If you're
just playing the game and just doing it, you're going to get there regardless.
What I do is I go get my ass kicked in Crucible over and over.
Yep.
And you hit 1800. Yep. You do like 10 matches, you're there.
Yeah, and then the thing about that is the fact you can get it, you can knock it out. Grab your mm-hmm. ways or whatever you want to do. Just go in there and knock it. Play a couple hours and then you're pretty much good.
You're golden. You're golden.
You know.
I even tell people, like, you know, they're like, do I need to hit Pinnacle to do a raid? I'm like, absolutely not. You know, if it says raid 1800, like, you can hit power and be fine, or you can get right below it and just depend on your artifact. You're going to be okay. Like,
that's true.
My recommendation is always hit it. My recommendation to players and even new players, I'm like, hit power and call it a day. I'm like, just hit power cap and you'll be okay.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. I was like, it's better just to hit the power, right? Get it done. You don't have to worry about stressing about it. You're going to be fine regardless if you step into a raid. Now, when it comes to the new raid, you're going to have to put in the work. We all know this. The new raid that's coming out, we got to put in the work. We got to get to where we need to be, so that way we'll be able to at least sustain and do our part. You know, so that's the only way, if someone was to say, hey, what would I need to do? I think that would be the best way to kind of handle that as far as... just trying to build yourself up, your guarding up, so that way
you... Yeah, I mean, like I said, Pinnacle is nice, but, you know, I do it without thinking about it. Once I hit power, that's when I stop concentrating on it, and then just eventually you hit Pinnacle. You know, and like I said, you don't need to worry about it. Like, just hit power, you're golden. You could literally do anything in the game.
Literally, you'll be fine. You just need to worry about just getting your stuff done. Making sure you have the best weapons that you could possibly come out with, and just do your thing. And I never worry. Like I said, I never worry about it either. I just do it. Hey, I'm at the pinnacle. What do you know?
Oh, everything's 1810. Weird.
Yeah, that's weird, right? Yeah, I'm just saying.
And then you hear, it's always when you concentrate on it. Like my old crew I used to play with before they all moved to other games, you know, they'd be concentrating on getting Pinnacle, and they're like, oh my god, I keep getting Warlock bonds, and I'm like, don't worry about it. Like, it's not a big deal.
It's like,
okay. If you're thinking about it, yeah, you're gonna keep getting the damn Warlock bonds. Just chill. You're one below Pinnacle cap. Like, you can do anything. You could have done anything a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could have been done that. You know, don't worry about that. I do want to ask you too, like,
yeah,
before you So I want to ask you, like, just in that initial first stream, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know about the, of course, you were saying about the, you know, onslaught thing, the activity, you know. It's not your cup of tea like that, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can understand they put a lot of goodies in there, and you're just going to jump in regardless.
Before you get to your question, it's been a popular thing across all games. I think this is the year of Horde mode. You know, every year you see something common between all games, and this year it's Horde mode. Like, even ESO, they released their Infinite Archive, is what it's called now. They changed the name. There's Infinite Archive. It's an endless. It's go until you've died three times. Mm-hmm. You know, I think other games are going to follow suit, too, if they don't already have a hard mode. Horde mode. This is a year of Horde mode. It's something that seems to be the popular thing this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no doubt. And you see that, you know, just from what they've been doing with it and, you know, all across all the different games. And that's one of the things that it's like, okay, you know, if this is where people want to go. I love Horde modes, too. I've been saying, you know, I've been preaching that.
Oh, yeah. Even when we had Tej on here, he was like, I love Altar of Summoning. And I was like, dude, I did what was required and bounced out. Yeah, okay, I got my achievement. See ya.
Yeah. Now, the thing about Altar of Summoning, it was okay. I think they was trying to go for the Court of Oryx type style game mode, which was fine, but the way it was implemented, I didn't really quite find it fascinating when it comes to playing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a nice run for what it was trying to do.
Yeah.
It got tiring after a while, especially doing this. It's like, okay, you know. I'm going to do it just to get by. But seeing Onslaught, I felt a little bit better when it comes. I was like, okay, you're straightforward. You buy your stuff. You knock out stuff. You go into the objectives, and you're still getting loot every time you come out with a boss. I like that. And, and also, it felt too drawn out. It felt too long and drawn out. This was different in a way for me. You know, the way it looks, it's really quick. It escalates really quick. It gets around really quickly.
If you really think about it, it's just a quicker version of Altar of Summoning, because you explained Altar of Summoning perfectly, and you're literally doing the same thing. Yeah, it's just faster paced. It's just faster paced, and you do have to be ready because, like, those crowds come in quick.
Yeah, man. It's no joke with them. And I was like, yo, like, the way it's just watching it is like, yeah, it's going to be heck, especially once you start climbing to the different levels. That's when everything starts to get a little bit harder. The yellow bar is going to start to feel a little bit more tankable. Everything is just going to start escalating. I think that's one of those things where it's like, okay, and now we see what the big deal is. But I like the fact that they're trying to do something different. Give us something different, you know. I think that's what's been needed, because think about it, we're in the last saga, right? We're finally in the last saga. This is it for the first saga of Destiny. We need to come out with something fresh to end this all, to make it special and move forward with other things that'll really count. Mm-hmm. And I think stuff like Pantheon, if it works, this is going to be a great activity to continue, where I don't want it to be a one-off. Hey, we're just doing it for it. Like, no, I want Gauntlet to be something special. Where, okay, hey, next season
I can
add this next mouse in.
I can understand taking out the seasonal stuff. Sometimes it sucks because they do come out with like banger, you know, events to do. But like, man, I'm tired of them taking stuff out of the game.
Yeah, I'm so tired.
I'm so tired of them taking stuff out of the game.
Because I want to keep it, man. It's
and they're just bringing it back, though. And the changes they're making to the stuff they are bringing back is pretty nice. Like Mountaintop, micro missile's not a perk anymore. That's the frame. It's a micro missile frame. So you got a lot of magic you can make happen with that Mountaintop. But when I lost it the first place, when I busted my ass to get it, like, that was so upsetting.
Yeah, that's for a fact. It's just like, I worked on this so long, and then now we're taking it away, guys. We're sunsetting. That's what we're doing. You know, It didn't feel good. It really didn't feel good. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I always have a grab about. It's like, don't take it out of the game. You know, I love these things. I love my weapons that I grinded hard for. One of my Revoker and my Recluse got sunset, so that was highly upset.
What happened to play the way you want to play? Thanks, guys.
What happened to that?
We play the way you want to play and be proud of what you've earned. Mm-hmm. That's what they were promoting, and then they were like, yo, there's too much. You're like, we're taking it away. What?
I understand that, man. I really don't understand that.
Our servers are filling up. Get new servers. Fuck.
Yeah. Take a time out. I hope they do this. I hope they're spending this last year and 2025, if their rumors are true about them not having an expansion next year. You know, if it's true, work on your servers. Give us, I don't even care if they decided to say, hey, we're going to do the UE5 engine. We're going to integrate that in Destiny. That would be fantastic. You know,
I'll tell you what I think is about to happen. Because I was saying this on my stream the other day. I was just doing some chill grinding in ESO on my stream, and somebody, and you know, one of my usual viewers was asking me what I thought was going to happen with Destiny after the final shape. And I was like, I think it's really going to slow down a lot. It is going to slow down a lot. They're switching from the seasonal model. They're giving us the episode model.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going the way I think it is, like what? They're releasing an episode every 6 weeks or something like that?
Yeah.
I could probably knock out whatever's new in a couple days and then do whatever I want for the rest of the time.
Yeah, that's
true. I think it's going to slow down a lot because, like, we've been hearing about the final shape since they announced Beyond Light, so it's been a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know, they were like, you know, after this trilogy of expansions, let us introduce you to what's coming up next. It's going to be the final shape. And it's like, this sounds exactly how we think it does. But then, you know, we get Beyond Light. We knew a lot about that because we've been hearing about it for a while. They come out with the Witch Queen. We had an idea about that. But, you know, at the Beyond Light reveal, they revealed Beyond Light, Witch Queen, Lightfall, and Final Shape. But, you know, Witch Queen, Lightfall, and Final Shape, not as much of an extent. Lightfall was nothing like anybody thought it was going to be, and it was kind of disappointing. The aesthetic is cool. Mm-hmm. Everything else was not. The aesthetic was great. Everything else was not that great. You know, it's like everyone calls it. It was a Strand tutorial. Was it Beyond Light a stasis tutorial? Not really, actually. There was a stasis tutorial that you had to go through in it, but that wasn't the whole thing. All Lightfall was a Strand tutorial. That's all you did the entire time. That's, it was super disappointing.
That was my gripe about it. It's like, come on now. We could have done better with that.
And then when you're going through the story, you're like, what Lightfall is happening? Like, what Lightfall do I see going on? I'm not seeing what the title is, really.
Yeah. But
Kallus invaded a place for, obviously, a super important reason that we found out further into the story. The story really didn't come together till the end. I hated having my hand held for Strand the entire time, mm-hmm. until basically the final mission. And then it's like, oh, it's all coming together and there is still some mystery. But, you know, what you titled the expansion, I saw none of.
Exactly. It's just like...
And then they also announced Final Shape. Final Shape's in there now. And it's like, you know, they were like, let's show you what's going to happen after this trilogy of expansions. It's going to be great. And from what I'm seeing, it's going to be a one-off. Because Bungie's got their hands in other stuff, you know? A lot of the old Destiny 2 team is working on Marathon now, and they're going to want to be promoting that.
That's right.
And I understand it. It's a new IP. They really want to promote that. But unfortunately, from what I'm hearing, and, you know, I got a buddy, he works on Marathon. And from what I'm hearing is people who play tested it were very disappointed in what mm-hmm. they saw and played. And I'm like, that's unfortunate. Because like I said, I got a buddy who works on it. I do want it to be successful. Even if it's a game I'm not interested in, you know, I want my mm-hmm. buddy's game to be successful. But they got Final Shape coming out, and then this new episode thing going on. I think all their attention's going to turn towards Marathon.
Yeah. They want to get that out of the group.
I think we're going to see a maintenance mode soon, and they don't want to say it.
Yeah. I mean, because if you think about it, right? Like you were saying, they want to go ahead and push a Marathon out there, which, you know, we understand that. You want to get that the newest game out. We do understand that. I think, like you said, that's really what the episodes is going to be about. It's going to carry us through. I mean, you can see what that little bit of team has done with just, Into the Light. To be honest, mm-hmm. We're getting a lot of content for, you know, what they're giving us. We got there's a lot in there.
They're making up for Luke Smith's mistake is what they're doing with it, finally.
Yeah, that's a fact. You're right about that. They're making up a lot.
Look at every weapon that's coming back. A couple of them, I'm like, why? You know, like Succession, Forbearance, especially Forbearance. I'm like, what the hell are you bringing that back for? Everybody's already got a God roll Forbearance. Everybody's got a God roll Forbearance. Why do I want to get a new one? It's got other perks. I don't want to use the other perks. Like, the perks it has are fine.
Mm-hmm. They're fine. I just give me back my Revoker and we'll go.
Yeah, dude, no Revoker? Come on.
I was like, are you serious, man? Where's my Revoker that I grinded the heck out of? Where's that at?
Especially when I saw Succession. I mean, Succession is a good PvE sniper, but PvE snipers are not in a good spot. So why the hell do I want that?
I don't even... Why didn't they have Tataris Gaze instead? Why do we have Succession? We can go to Deepstone Crypt to get that. Why is that even in the pool?
But it's got other perks. They put extra perks on it that you're never going to use. That's why. Forbearance. We put more perks on it. Dude, there's literally one roll of Forbearance everybody wants. Because I've been asked, they're like, what do you got on your Forbearance? And I'm like, you know.
Dad, where's Mirror's Bleep?
The kiddo.
Kiddo.
Shout out to the Jared Darkark kiddos.
Yep, the Jared Darkark family is running. I locked my door, so I don't know how she unlocked it. But anyway, back to, you know. I always told people, I'm like, you want a chain reaction and what is it?
Was it like bolt shot or something like that?
No. There is Forbearance, you want chain reaction and it's the one that gives you two rounds if you get a kill. It fills it with two rounds instead. It's not Envious Assassin.
No, it's not that one. I was about to say Lucky the Chamber. No, it's definitely not that.
Now I'm going to my dim, because of course I have it.
I know what you're talking about, too.
But I tell people, I'm like, you want this, and they're like, is there any other roles I should be looking out for? And I'm like, no.
No, really, literally,
no. There is no other one you need. This is the only one you need. Everything else sucks on it. And they're like, but look, we added more. And I'm like, we don't need those, because all you need is Ambitious Assassin Chain Reaction, not Envious. Ambitious Assassin.
Yeah.
That's the only role you need.
That's it. That's really it.
Now everybody's just gonna go get Envious Assassin Chain Reaction with a fancy paint job.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Succession. PvE snipers are not in a good spot. Go get an Adeptus Zumi if you want a PvE sniper.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I would have loved them. I would have loved if they would have brought. Because they brought back Midnight Coop, which is pretty nice. People love Midnight Coop.
Yeah, good gun.
Great gun.
Luna's Howl. Bringing back favorites. Luna's Howl. Recluse.
Yeah.
Mountaintop. My old loadout's coming back. Recluse and Mountaintop. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. We're good. We're good now.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with those updated perk pools that they got for it. Yeah.
Hammerhead. Hammerhead's coming back.
Yes, that's
bro.
Boy right there.
And I think the new Hammerhead has Killing Tally. Let's go.
It does.
I'm like, yes. We're good to go.
We're in it.
But I got to do such a mid event to do it.
Yes, but think about it. It's worth it, you know.
Yeah.
All the nice toys that's coming.
Like I said, getting my toys and leaving.
Hey, I need that blast furnace.
No, but you know why I'm getting my toys and leaving? Because I got to go back to my roots of my stream. Let's talk about that. Going back to the roots of my stream where I was doing Whisper and Zero Hour carries. At my very first stream, I was doing Whisper carries. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to be back to doing it on Tuesday. But they said they've changed the pathways.
That's what they claim.
They changed the pathways. They added more enemies. The bosses have changed.
It's gonna be pretty much like we're doing it new.
This is what I'm expecting, though. You know how you could say F all to the green room and you just had to slide down that thing right under the entrance and you were good to go? I think it's gonna be gone. Here's what I think is gonna happen. I'm willing to bet, because I'm gonna try it on Tuesday live on stream.
Yeah, facts.
I'm gonna get a couple guys together. We're gonna go do Whisper. I'm gonna slide under that thing, and I bet you I'd go drown in the deep. There ain't gonna be nothing there.
I guarantee you they changed that.
You're doing the green room, bitches.
I hated that. Bro, I got tricked so many times before I realized that was actually, you could actually slide under there. When I first went there, like, I think like 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried, I was like, wait a minute, there's a path down there? Wait a minute. I've been wasting all of this time trying to climb Mount Everest just to get
over there. So what I'm going to be curious about is a month from now when Zero Hour releases, because veterans will remember, normal and heroic were different pathways, completely different pathways. Yeah. You had completely different pathways in normal and heroic, and they're claiming they changed the pathways.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Plus, you know, right before the boss room, it depended on what week you were on, what pattern you had to do. Was it Void Week? Was it Solar Week? Was it Arc Week? That depended on what squares you could step on. Did they change that up again?
They probably did.
They probably changed. And you know, I'm wondering, I'm willing to bet they changed Trevor's pattern, because whenever I did my Zero Hour carries, you would watch my stream, watch me going through Trevor's little hole there. You would not see Trevor when I went through. Right. I knew his pattern. I would hit the very first right switch, and then I would go back around, hit the second left switch, and then I would go across the middle, hit the third switch on the right, and then I was at the exit. You never saw him.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to bet I'm gonna get clapped by Trevor, because that pattern's probably not gonna work anymore.
Dude, Trevor's about to be scary as you don't know what now.
Like, quote, they literally said all old guides of Whisper and Zero Hour will not work for these new iterations.
Yep.
None of them. They were like, anything you would learn out of those guides will not work.
Useless. Literally useless. So now that makes me question, okay, they didn't change the whole thing. It's not the same thing. It may have the same name, but they are totally different quests. And they wanted to make sure that this, because if we think about it, right? If we look at Zero Hour and we look at Whisper the Worm, those were outdated. So they had to give it a new makeover to make sure it falls in line with all the other quests we have done thus far. You know, and so they did a Crota's End.
I was gonna say, I started streaming, so like I told you, I started playing when Shadowkeep came out, so Season of the Dying, but I didn't participate in Season of the Undying because I didn't have the annual pass at the time, but then I got it and I jumped in at Season of the Dawn, which was the perfect time. Like, I was just slowly making my way through Season of the Undying, and then I was like, well, now I've done everything else, now I want to try out these seasons, and Dawn was it, you know? Season of Arrivals was when I started streaming, and one of the things was, you know, Whisper and Zero Hour, we knew it was going away, so everybody was clamoring to do it. I'd only been playing the game 9 months by that time, and I'd already mastered the two damn things on Heroic. So, so they have to change it up, because like even a new guy like me figured it out real quick. I got showed like once or twice by some other veterans, and I had it down, and I could do it by myself.
Yeah, once you get it down, it's a piece of cake.
Like, now, I do like they increase the timer for normal mode.
Yeah.
I do like that. Keep the challenge of 20 minutes for when we're doing the legendary version. I am all for that. Mm-hmm. But I like they increased it for normal mode so that more people can jump in and feel like they got time to do it. Because that was a big one whenever I carried people, is like I would have people jump out because they're like, I don't have any more time for this and we didn't make it.
Yes, exactly. You remember like back in the day, though, when you would have that one guy that would get a chance to at least make it to the boss while everybody else catch up.
That was me.
Start doing something.
Yeah, that was me. By the time the other two guys jumped in, there were the boss had a quarter left of life every time. Because I would even tell people on my stream, I'm like, yeah, I'm doing 0 hour carry, teaches and carries today. And I'd have people jump in and I'm like, all right, do you want to be taught or do you want to be carried? And they're like, I'll keep up. And I was like, you sure about that? Like, yeah, I'll be fine. Nah, I was miles ahead of them. you should have picked Tot.
you should have. Because now you're miles away trying to get the boss down before the time runs out. Because usually, I think everybody usually would have, we get like 10 minutes or, you know, by the time you get to the boss, you maybe got maybe 10 or 15 minutes if you're good.
Yeah, it depended. If I blew the rest of my team out of the water getting there, I would have like a little under 10 minutes left by the time I got there.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, thank goodness, second. But you remember how crowded that especially at 0 hour. You remember how crowded that was trying to like literally fight all everything and then everything shooting at you, the tank. I think it was
you had two spider tanks, a giant servitor. Yeah. And then you were just crowded by all these damn, the floating things. Those were everywhere. You had vandals sniping you, dregs throwing grenades at you, and you could fall off or get stomped off.
Facts.
Once you got the servitor down to halfway is when the spider tanks came up, but they were protected by two turrets each.
Yeah, I remember that heavily. Oh my god!
I have already told my clan, dust off your wrist runner. I was like, dust off your wrist runner. You're gonna need it.
Welcome in, Lilanis. Appreciate you. The topic we're talking about, the streams of Into the Light, that Bungie has released.
There's a lot of new stuff, and we're doing our gripes and congratulations.
yeah, basically.
I can't wait, and then I could have waited longer.
But
I told them I'll dust off the wrist runner, and everybody's like, oh, I used to run it with Arbalest, and I was like, and I used to as well, and I learned my mistakes when I met my buddy off location. And me and him would duo people through there if I... You know, we're both on, and I'm like, dude, I don't feel like soloing 0 hour today. Right. Can you come along? And he's like, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, let's go do it. And I learned what his loadout was, and I was like, bro, you're killing it. And he was like, you got your damn Arby out? And I was like, yeah. He was like, put it away. Go get your wrist runner. Sure enough, you needed a sniper. You needed a kinetic sniper, your wrist runner, and a sword. Falling Guillotine at the time.
Yeah.
Atlantis said, which, by the way, that's coming back too. Yeah, Falling Guillotine's coming back with new perks. But yeah, he was like, you need a kinetic sniper, you need a wrist runner, you need a sword. Falling Guillotine preferred God roll. And I went through with that loadout, and I couldn't get touched. Mm-hmm. I was like, bro, he was right. Wrist runner's the way to go because everything is arc. Everything shooting you is arc. And guess what? Even on heroic mode, you're shooting like solar and void stuff. And yeah, it took a little bit longer, but the shield still went down. Eventually, it was screw Arbalest. But when I started out, yeah, I ran Arbalest because it took down every damn shield.
Yeah, that was the strat back then. You had to have Arbalest. And real quick before we...
So Lilianis, we're talking about the one that's dropping Tuesday. There is a different thing called Into the Light. It's Bungie's way to make up for the length of time that Season of the Wish has been. So they're adding new content and they're bringing back a lot of old stuff, like a lot of popular weapons like Recluse, Mountaintop, Falling Guillotine, which has been nerfed to hell. They're bringing it back in a better way. They're putting the Whisper Mission back in. They're putting Zero Hour back in.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting in a Horde mode, which highly been asked for years. So, you know, there is some good stuff coming, and there's going to be a little bit of something for everybody. My big one is Whisper and Zero Hour coming.
Yeah, there's, yeah. And then they're also updating the Garden of Salvation, update perk pools in there, so that was something that you want to jump in.
And that was, that was asked like a week before the stream, even the first one. When people were posting in like the Destiny 2 Reddit, hey, when are we going to get an update to Garden's weapons?
Well, you're finally getting it.
It's probably still not going to use it.
Yeah, it depends on what they got now. I want that healing clip.
I actually did a Sherpa. I helped do a Sherpa of Garden within the last month. We had several people who'd never done it because nobody wants to do it. It's still buggy as hell. Yeah. But we got them through because we had like three people that were like, I'm still not done with my Divinity mission. And we were like, we're scheduling Garden of Salvation this week. All right.
Divinity carries. You already know what we got.
Divinity is happening for you guys. All right. Be ready this day at this time. We're going to go. And they're getting loot and stuff. They're getting armor. They're getting weapons. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what should I be looking out for? And I was like, Divinity. That's all you need to be looking out for, your Divinity. The weapons in here suck.
Yeah. Unless they can make them, you know, with the new perk pools. We'll see what they have. We're going to jump in.
There's not going to be anything too out of the park of stuff we already have.
That is true.
For a while there, I was looking at the shotgun just because it had 1-2 punch, and 1-2 punch was killing it for quite a while. I mean, it still is, but there was a time it was just, it felt fucking broken. Especially if you were Arc Hunter or you're any Titan, like, goodbye. 1-2 punch killed it, and I was like, oh, it's got 1-2 punch. Python just got Sunset. The Gambit weapon from Season of the Dawn. I was like, that got Sunset. Maybe I should go get this. And I finally got one. And I was like, this thing is crap, man.
What is the tyranny of what you call it? That bow? I guess it's
Tyranny of Heaven.
Tyranny
of Heaven from Last Wish.
Yeah, yeah. What's that other weapon? And see, I don't.
There is a bow in Garden. I never remember what all the weapons are. Like I said, we ran people for their Divinity, and they're like, "Oh my God, I got a shotgun! What should I be looking for?" And I'm like, "Legendary shards, man! You were just your Divinity." So Lulianus, they did nerf Divinity, but it is still something necessary for quite a few boss fights.
Facts.
You still need it for Tanix and Deepstone Crypt. Trying to think of other ones.
You still kind of need it for
A few dungeons. There's quite a few dungeons you still need it for. It is completely necessary for quite a few dungeons. Tanix in Deepstone Crypt is still a must-have. I was about to say Crota, but no, Crota you need Tractor. No,
Crota, Tractor.
He moves around too damn much. You don't need Divinity. He moves around too damn much. Him with the Tractor.
Oryx, start wheeling. Oryx, definitely. Using
Oryx, it's a good one too, unless you got a team of six people that just absolutely kill it, like my clan. If you got like a raid clan like my guys, then it's unnecessary. But if you got a few new people in there that don't have god roll weapons, like having a bait and switch cataclysmic, for example, that's what I always take into Oryx. Divinity is a good one to have, so everybody can pump up those extra numbers.
Now, you know something? With the Whisper Worm coming back with the rolls and everything like
that. I still use my Whisper on Morgoth in Last Wish, damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's never changing. I always whip that thing out and everybody's like, what are you doing? And my damage is way up there.
Apparently they're bringing it back to the way it was before. They're bringing it back, so it's going to...
So when they rebuffed Whisper, when they rebuffed it the first time, what, like a year and a half ago, when they rebuffed it, we went at it. We were doing a Last Wish. It was my old crew. We were doing a Last Wish run, and one of my buddies that I used to work in Korea with, and it turned out we both played Destiny, and he's in my clan now too. But he busted out Whisper of the Worm, and I was like, bro, that got buffed in. And he was like, you want to give it a try? And I was like, let me get mine. And we were the top two damage.
Whisper is the truth, man.
But if they're bringing it back to its old way, my God.
That's what they said.
That was the must-have for the last boss of Scourge of the Past. It was Whisper or you were out?
Yeah.
I would tell people... Whisper,
you're finished.
Yeah, I would tell people if they were new to the game, because Scourge was a good raid to bring first-time raiders into when it was out.
Whisper or Darcy's is what
would... I would tell them Darcy, because Darcy just dropped out of freaking hats, you know? It just dropped out of Ingram's.
People sleep on Darcy, man. Darcy was the thing.
We would be like, bring out your Whispers, and they're like, I don't have Whisper. And it's like, do you have Darcy? Yeah. Okay, you're not going to be top of the leaderboard, but like you'll do something. I bet you if they bought Scourge of the Past back now, if they brought it back today, it would be LFRs.
Oh yeah,
get your bait and switch cataclysmic or a bait and or even rockets. You would have been able to do bait and switch Apex
Tractor cannon bait and switch.
I don't know about tractor cannon because the only spot you could hit was its chest.
Yeah, if he hits the tractor cannon on him, it'll weaken him. Then go straight for the juggler.
Dude, that would be ballsy. That would be so ballsy to do that. All right, we have to do a revive at the start of this every time. I promise.
We have to.
Or divinity. Divinity would be good. You have one div.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
If they had it back today, that would be the way it would be. But if they bring Whisper back. Yeah, if Whisper's coming back the way it used to be, yeah, it's going to be used a lot more. My bait and switch cataclysmic might have to go to the wayside for a bit.
Yeah, man, you're going to have to go ahead and dust off.
I'll tell you what, the last boss of Garden, I get tired of using LFRs on it because like you can miss pretty damn easily on that boss.
He jumps up and he already has a small hitbox. That's already a problem anyway. But then
that's what I'm saying. And now you got to charge up something that's got a crap ton of recoil and get readjusted. I'd rather use a sniper so I can see his hitbox easier.
Yeah, at least, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll get a guard run together and we'll test out Whisper.
We're gonna have to, you know, and see how well it does now, especially with the random rolls that we can get on it.
Mulligan, oh my god.
Dude, man, I'm telling you.
I hate Mulligan, and I think that's going to be the one.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of Mulligan, and I'm willing to bet you that's going to be one. Because that reloads you if you... Man, let me bring up Mulligan here.
I'm telling you, it's going to be... It's probably going to be one of those perks out there for it.
Mulligan, missing a shot has a chance to return ammo directly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't plan on missing. Maybe not.
If you happen to do that, you're going to be good.
you ever done Crucible with me? I don't use shotguns.
Yeah, you're a sniper. You get them snipes in.
I'm willing to bet on Tuesday I got reported at least 5 times.
Oh, my God.
I was on my A game on Tuesday when I was like, oh shit, it's Iron Banner today, let's go. And I was on my A game.
Speaking of Crucible.
Those maps look so freaking cool.
Three new maps.
They look good too. They look good too. I'm wondering though, okay, so the Europa one, that's going to be real close quarter. I am not a fan of close quarter maps. Like anytime I have to go to like Anomaly or something, I lose my mind because I'm a sniper. I'm a sniper, man. Like it's hard for me to find lanes in there. I find them, but sometimes they're just really tough to even get to because everybody's running around with shotguns. I have worse aim with a shotgun than a sniper. Don't ask me how, but I do. I can't hit the broadside of a barn with a shotgun, but a sniper, I got you all day. But, you know, when I have to go into close quarters like that, I'm usually bottom of the list. Usually I'm about mid, you know, on the list when it comes to PvP. I know I'm very, very average at it. But when it comes to close quarter ones, I'm like, bro, my KD's going down.
Like, oh no, I gotta use a
now shotgun. I think that pyramid ship map is where I could shine. I bet you that map's
there's a lot of lanes where you can actually really
I bet you that map is gonna be humongous. The only map I do not like is Cathedral. There are no sniper lanes to that one, and it's huge. It's a huge map, and I cannot find a lane for the life of me.
I hated it back in Destiny 1, and I still hate it now.
Every time I get Cathedral, I'm like, should I just take the ping? Like, the 15-minute ping? Mm-hmm. Ah, screw it. Let's go. What'd you playing think about primary the whole time.
I mean, what'd you think about the Neomuna map?
Like I said, Lightfall, story fell flat until the end, really.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you find out the secrets and everything. But the aesthetic is really cool. I like going to Neomuna just to chill. Facts. I think the aesthetic is cool as hell. I like running around there and just screwing around. But, you know, when it came out, I was like, how did they not release a PvP map around here?
That's what I've been saying the entire time. I'm like,
what? There's no PvP map in this war-ridden city right now? That would be cool.
Yeah. Literally. And I think the Gambit map would be nice too.
Gambit's gonna go away eventually. Don't let my dredging title fool you that I have yielded before.
Don't tell them.
Let me get my breakneck. Let me get a python too. Let me get a breakneck and a reprise python and then get rid of Gambit.
But you know what's sad though? It's like,
I'm still working on my breakneck, man. I can't get a god roll of that thing if my life depended on it.
Oh, I can't even get a god roll to drop. I want my onslaught on that.
Onslaught subsistence must have. I still don't have it. But I hope next season it brings back Python. I would cry tears of joy if they brought Python back. And the only thing closest, the closest thing, the oh yeah, Hush.
Hush was dope.
Hush was good, yeah. But Python, God, the only thing closest to it, and I use it, is if I got to use a shotgun in PvE, I use Sudden Death.
Yeah, you use Sudden Death.
And that's, but I use Grave Robber on it, and I'm like, oh, you know what? You know which one I have the exact copy of, but it's an ARC version? What is it called? The Decider, whatever it is?
You're talking about the...
The one that came out with the one that came out with Season of the Witch. Where is that bad boy? I got a good one. I got a real good one.
I want to see Dust Rocket, but Dust Rock was dope. Remember back in the day, everybody used to run Dust Rock, Mindbender's Ambition,
and mm-hmm. I forget
what was the other one.
I was so happy when I got my Mindbender's, and it's just not the same. Yeah, it's just not the same. I have. It was the one that came out with, here it is, Deadpan Delivery. I have an overflow 1-2 punch of it.
Ooh, that's pretty nice.
But it shoots slower than Python did. It shoots way slower than Python did. Python, you could go crazy with that thing. As long as you had ammo, and because it had overflow, you were good. Mm-hmm. This, Deadpan Delivery is the closest thing you can get to it. It's an arc. And you can get it with Season of the Witch. If you got Ingrams to dump, like, go get one. If you absolutely have to have a shotgun, Deadpan Delivery is good. I would more go with Sudden Death. I would go way more with Sudden Death. Because let's see here. What do we got here? RPM 55, Sudden Death. Oh, Sudden Death is 55. But the perk pool, you get Grave Robber 1-2 punch.
Mm-hmm.
Pop that on an ARC Hunter, you are good to go. I think I finally deleted my Python, so I probably can't even pull it up.
You might could get it, because you know you can rebuy it.
You can pull it from collections. I was come on, pop up with it, man. What was the RPM of Python?
Python was dope, man. They need to bring that back.
I liked it because it shot so fast. At least it felt like it did. No, it was a 55.
But it felt, all these it felt really good, though.
It felt good. Yeah. I like I said, Dead. You can get a almost get the exact roll on deadpan delivery.
Mm-hmm.
But Grave Robber is kind of where it's at, but Overflow is so nice because you don't have to worry about reloading. I hate it when I got to reload a shotgun.
Oh my goodness, bro. That is the worst feeling.
Especially it is the slowest damn thing.
You know you get ready to go and slide in on a dude, and you're like, man, I got this one pellet. I know I need to reload.
Do you do what I do? You just reload, shoot, reload, shoot, reload, shoot.
Yeah, sometimes I end up doing that.
You're like, just go down. God.
Every time.
I am shooting you with a shotgun. How are you standing?
Yeah, right. It's like, how did he survive that?
But if I gotta go shotgun, I always go with the Heritage. I always go with my Heritage. Heritage
is really good, yeah.
Heritage is where it's at. Yeah, I got the recombination reconstruction one, so.
But for me, I get a chance to put down my my pulse rifle that I always run. I finally get to put it down for a little bit because my
baby to get a blast better one. Furnace.
My blast furnace is coming into the game, so.
You saw rewind rounds on Outbreak, right?
Yes, I did. Because I've been running Third Axiom, right? That's my baby. I got a crazy god roll on. I've been running that forever. In Crucible. When it comes to Crucible, you know me. I have a Third Axiom, and then I have my Traveler's Chosen. Those are my go-tos. So now it's like,
Ace and Beloved for me. That's what I run with. My clan laughed because like I was getting heavy ammo quite a bit and using it, and I was like, dude, if I killed you with this thing, you would be so angry. And they're like, why? And I'm like, check it out. It's a PVE grenade launcher. It's my Wendigo. I'm like, it's a PVE grenade launcher. It's got spikes, auto loading holster, and explosive light, and I am killing these dudes with it. If I had my chat on, I would be getting hate mail right now. Because I don't usually use heavy. Like, heavy's the last thing on my mind when I'm doing PvP. It's about your primary game and how well you use your abilities. Like, I'm not worried about heavy. And if you want to hang back, I'll use my two shots of my sniper, and if I run out, then I'm using Ace. That's got good range.
Facts. The only time I would pick up heavy is happening. Maybe I'm in a trials match, right? And then I'm just like, okay, let me go ahead. I'm against one dude. Let me just go ahead and grab the heavy. I'm near it anyway, so I'll use my Adept Reese Regret and pick them off. But I don't really like to use that because I like to use my primaries. That's my deal.
So, my favorite primary, like you said, you finally got rid of your blast furnace because new one's coming back, right? I have one weapon I cannot get rid of. I refuse to get rid of it because it's my favorite primary. People used to ask me all the time when I helped them out at the beginning of my, you know, streaming career within the Destiny community, what the hell I was rocking because it would shred stuff so fast. And we're seeing hints of this. We're seeing hints. It's in the damn cash shop. It's being pulled out of the API that the Season of the Dawn armor is back or coming back, you know?
Yes.
Where's my weapons? I want my steel feather repeater so I can get rid of this damn thing out of my damn vault.
That is my baby.
I just pulled it up on my DIM right now. This was my Shredder. Mm-hmm. Everybody I played with nicknamed it the Shredder. I took down that hard ass mission that had the modifier to bounce you back to orbit in the Pyramidian on Io.
Yeah, I remember.
I would take this thing with me. It was tough as nails. God, it was such a hard one. It was
the best auto rifle in the game.
Besides
my Gowrans, I love that one. But
I would take out red bars in about 2 to 3 hits with this damn thing. My steel feather repeater, everyone listening, watching right now. This was a 720 RPM. I had This is why I made mine so good. I had Swashbuckler, Feeding Frenzy, Arrowhead Rounds, Arrowhead Break. Armor-piercing rounds, Arrowhead Break.
Yeah.
My recoil direction, the recoil direction on it was 100. It went down the middle.
It destroyed.
It destroyed. If you could get Swash, Feeding Frenzy, Armor-piercing, Arrowhead Break, you were golden. You had the god roll. Shit, I think I had a 5 out of 5 on this. Masterwork, handling. Yeah, I'm good.
They need to go ahead and bring those weapons into the Whirlpool. Please get it. Even if
it's well, Banshee, please. What was the name of the breach grenade launcher? Everybody wants that back.
Oh, yeah, the one with the flame.
You know which one I'm talking about. There is a breach grenade launcher in Season of Dawn that everybody wants back.
Please, man.
Martyr's Retribution. Martyr's Retribution. Everybody wants that back. Everybody wants Martyrs back. There are a handful of us that want Steel Feather back. Like, bring the weapons back and make the rest of them, you know, wantable.
Oh, man.
I cannot get rid of my Steel Feather. I'm like, I'm not getting rid of it until they reprise these weapons.
I love that weapon. I was burned up when I had to get rid of mine because I was like, no, why?
Nope, still there. And even, you know, every once in a while, like, I got a channel redemption for a dim random roll, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a group of people we used to, on my stream, we would do random roll rumbles in PvP. Like, everybody, you know, a few people would get a little toasty on some drinks, and we would go do random roll rumbles. But sometimes, you know, every once in a while, somebody will do a dim random roll thing on me, and I'll get Steel Feather Repeater, and it's, like, just a strike or something, and I'm like, I'll bet, let's go. And I'm just through the whole thing.
I love that weapon. That weapon was awesome.
Even people ask me, they're like, how is that thing reloading so fast? Because it looked like one action when I reloaded it. Really it was just... Done.
I'm back in the game. It was great. I'm like, add controls and everything.
Oh yeah, I'm like, we're just doing strikes, and you put in a dim random roll. Let's do it. Boom, Steel Feather, man, you made a mistake. You wasted your points. Oh, you wanted to mess me up? Nah.
Hey, just imagine them bringing back Scourge of the Past. And we could use the skimmers, dude, on that part with the
I said that when the skimmers came out because we were talking about Grasp of Avarice skimmers, and we did it. We did it. It was fun.
How did it go?
And
how did it go?
It was way easier really? Than with a Sparrow. You can control it better.
That's true. Yeah.
You can control it better. And like if you're about to hit something, you hit your left or right, you'll go right around it, you know? It was way easier. But I was like, dude, imagine if Scourge of the Past was still around.
Oh man, that would have been
I was like, and you know, we got a few newbies there, like, what are you talking about? And all the old old dudes in there are like, oh my god, this would be amazing in there.
I'm telling you, man. That
Bungie, bring back Scourge, please. You're bringing back everything else. Give me Scourge back. I've made peace that Leviathan's not coming back, okay? We already saw how messed up the ship was. I made peace with that. We've seen how messed up the ship is. Kallus is dead. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Oh, but Oryx and Crota are dead too. They brought that back. Shut up, okay? Leviathan's
that
done.
That was different.
That's different. Leviathan's done. He's bring back my... Bring back, kick the fallen out, and bring me my Scourge back.
Please, I would love to have that. Oh, I was looking.
Change up the mechanics all you want. I would love to. That was the first raid exotic I ever got. Anarchy. That was the first raid exotic I ever got.
And it's still.
My team. So like, you know, I was new to raiding still, and they were like, we're doing Scourge of the Past teaching runs, and I was like, I really want Anarchy, I'll go. You know, and I've never, the only raid I'd done before was like Leviathan one time, okay? I jump into this Scourge of the Past and we open up the bonus chest. There was that one bonus chest, and that's how you got the Always on Time Sparrow.
I got it.
I was like, oh cool, I got this. I didn't know what it was. I was like, oh, I got this exotic Sparrow. Man, it's got some really good perks. And they're like, you got the Sparrow? And I'm like,
it's hard to get.
I was like, I'm like, why is it good? And they're like, it's the best damn Sparrow in the game. It's the fastest, and it's the only one with four perks.
Mm-hmm.
Good
the
perks.
The one where the enemies literally kind of ignore you the entire
time. I mean, it still has it. I still, even though it's not the fastest anymore, I would still say it's the best Sparrow because it's the only one still that has four perks, and they are really good perks.
Yep, and I still got mine. You know,
even though we got skimmers, keep a Sparrow on the side. You never know. Get yourself an Eyeless on time. Get yourself a skimmer. You'll be
set. You know we skimming in Final Shape.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the way that those areas look, of course.
I gotta do kickflips off of the Dark Tower.
I can't wait for that, man. Skimmers was the best idea for them to bring in the game. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best thing they could have done. Now we just need turtle racing and we're good.
You mean my buddy who works at Bungie? The one I'm working on Marathon right now?
Mm-hmm.
He worked on Destiny, and we asked him if it was ever coming back, and he was like, absolutely not.
I don't understand why not. If you're gonna bring skimmers into the game, if you're gonna bring... you have the worlds to make maps in.
There are so many things that there are so many things they could put into the game. There are so many things. You know what's another thing people have been asking for? And I would be down for this, because this is something I'm into in other games. They're like... give us an apartment in the tower that we can put our trophies and shit in.
Yes, please.
And I was like, dude, all day. You know how much of a killing they would make on silver?
Oh, yeah.
They would make a killing on silver.
Hey, we got these customizable room ornaments that you can buy. All the different things that you do, man. Yeah, people love that stuff.
You don't like the shabby base furniture? Well, here's this couch for 100 silver, and you can get this end table for 50, and you know.
you can toggle, you can have the interaction little button where you can take a nap in there, you can sit down, you can do different things.
Put up your favorite weapon, some trophies from some raids you've done or something.
That would be the coolest thing.
Bring back Sparrow Racing League. I've seen people ask for this. Why don't we have our own like apartment to put trophies and stuff in? And it's like, you know, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Like, please.
But yeah, it's even one guy. He used to be one of my moderators. He hasn't been in a while, but he used to be one of my moderators. He was actually my first moderator. We were raiding with my buddy who works at Bungie, and he was like, how come I can't spend silver on Sparrow horns, dude? And he's like, I don't know, man, but it's not coming back. Don't worry about it.
I loved it. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Some things, it's just like, why don't they just bring that back? It was really good. It was nice. We loved that.
I don't know. But you know what? I've seen crazier shit happen in games. One thing that the developers of ESO said, after they came out with... So ESO started out with four base classes. You had your Sorcerer, you had your Templar, your Dragon Knight, and your Nightblade. And then they added two more. They added the Necromancer, and they added the Warden in the next two expansions. And then after that, they were like, we will never add a class again. People were begging for a new class, and over, the Elder Scrolls Online development team was like, it's never going to happen. You have all the classes we're going to give you.
Oh, man.
Necron comes out last year. They released a new class, the Arcanist. Nobody had a clue.
What?
Nobody had a clue. So, like, I've seen crazier shit happen. We could be told all day Sparrow Racing League is never going to come back. And you know what? It might not, but all of a sudden, maybe they'll change their mind. You never know.
Yeah. Never seen
like that. Like I said,
weapons weren't coming back. And now look.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
Like I said, the ESO development team was like, you're not ever getting a new class. And then all of a sudden they're like, so, Arcanists are now a thing. I was at that live event. So I was at the event for the reveal of that expansion. And nobody in the audience had a fucking clue. None of us did. They just brought it up. And you see this person walking around shooting like green beams out of a book and getting... using some power to put green stuff around their weapons, and we're all like, what the hell is that? And it's like, Arcanist, and we're like, what? I was in the audience for that, and all of us were like, what the hell is this? They're like, so yeah, you know that thing we told you never was going to happen? We made it happen.
I know, I remember, I bet, Jeremy, when They said, oh, we're never putting in the game. Your response was always going to be,
just
stop it.
Just stop it, man. What are you talking about?
Why you
don't tell me it's not going to happen.
You know it's happening.
Even with ESO, I was like, you have to freshen up the game with more than just introducing new areas every time. Like, yeah, we like it because we're exploring areas of the Elder Scrolls that have never been explored before, and now you're bringing them to life. So it's not like it's not cool, but you got to do more than that. Yeah. And if you're just going to keep going, oh, we opened up a new area, here's a new story, like, it gets old after a while. Plus, your last couple of stories kind of fell flat.
Yikes.
You need to pull one out of the bag this time. And that's what they did with Necrom. And Gold Road looks really good, too. That's coming out this summer. I already pre-ordered. But with Necrom coming out, I was like, they really have to blow this one out of the water, especially since I'm in the live audience for the reveal. I was like, y'all really, really, really need to bring it home because, like, your last two stories felt really flat.
Yeah.
And with Destiny, I mean, the same things kind of happened. Witch Queen was good. Beyond Light was good until I realized they just kind of rehashed what they did for the last couple expansions for Forsaken and Shadow. I thought Beyond Light was great. The aesthetic is really cool. But once I realized, I was like, I just did the same damn thing in Beyond Light that I did before in Shadowkeep and Forsaken. I'm like, I did the same thing in Forsaken and Shadowkeep. And then Witch Queen was linear, and it was like, this is dope. Okay, it's a really good story, a really interesting area. Especially when you look at the lore behind the Throne World, it was like, whoa, okay, this is pretty cool. Then Lightfall came out, great aesthetic, shit story. So this time, especially when they were like, oh yeah, we're expanding the season by like 5 months, I was like, Final Shape, fucking kill it then. Better be the best damn story you have ever put out.
It has to be. They have everything on the line right now. It has to be. It has to deliver. Like, no.
I think that's why they brought back a lot of these popular weapons. They knew people are uninterested.
Yeah.
How can they know people are interested? Back? Yeah. Y'all like Mountaintop? We heard y'all like Mountaintop. Yes, you have my attention. But
rifle. Let's give these people what they want.
Oh my god, no time to explain downgrade. Yeah, I'll pass.
It was good back in the day when we first got a Destiny 1 after the campaign. They gave us the Stranger Weapon. It was pretty good. It was smacking.
What's your list? I know Blast Furnace is on your list. My list of what I have to get out of that Onslaught is I need Mountaintop, I need Recluse, I need Lunas.
Yes.
I want a new Falling Guillotine. I definitely want a new Falling Guillotine. And then Hammerhead. I got to get me a Hammerhead.
I'm with you.
So yeah, Mountaintop, Recluse, Lunas, Falling Guillotine, Hammerhead. Once I got good rolls of those, I will be happy. What's your list?
Me, of course, Blast Furnace, Hammerhead, those are my babies. I gotta have a good role for that, because especially Blast Furnace was my
goal. You're not about to say the whole list of weapons that are coming out, right?
No. Mountain Coop, Midnight Coop, I never got a chance to get that weapon.
I will add that to my list. I do want to get a Midnight Coop, but they did say they were curious to see how many more people use one hand cannon over the other. They got bets going on at Benji. They literally said they got bets going on if Midnight Coup or Luna's Howl is going to be used more.
I'm with Luna's Howl all day. That's my baby.
I am too, because it's still got its unique perk.
Yeah, no. And that's like...
You can. It's like I'm probably going to be using Luna's. Yeah, but, you know, I'll put a Midnight Coup in the vault for... I mean, you never know.
I'll put it in the vault, you know.
Yeah, I'll grab a good one and put it in the vault. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the rest, I couldn't care.
Right. But I have to have my Recluse. I have to have my Lunas. I have to have my Furnace, of course. Because that was my PvP weapon. Same with Recluse. I ran those two bad boys like crazy. So I have to have those. Of course, Black Hammer... not Black Hammer. It's Destiny 1. The Hammerhead, I have to have that. That was my baby, of course.
Now you said they added Killing Tally. That thing is going to be monstrous.
That's going to be crazy.
It's going to be freaking with another monstrous. Perk?
Oh, yeah. Give me that. You know.
It's going to be nuts.
Armor piercing? Yeah, I mean, I'm down.
Armor piercing Killing Tally?
That's crazy, right?
Oh, man. Ooh. I didn't even think about that.
I'm telling you, I have to.
That sounds disgusting. I need it.
Mm-hmm. I will grind as long as I need to get those, obtain those gun rolls. I will do
right.
That. You know, I have to have enhanced and then crafting enhanced Killing Tally would be crazy, bro.
Bro. Oh.
Dude, man, I'm telling you, I have to do that. I have to.
Like I said, I gotta have Hammerhead. I really, even though I was late to it, you know, I really mm-hmm. did enjoy Black Armory. Yeah, but, you know, I didn't have a love for a lot of the other weapons as much as, like, you do or a lot of other people do. Like, you know, Kindle Dorkit or,
Ringo Nail.
You know, yeah, Ringing Nail. I didn't have as much of a love for those weapons, but Hammerhead. Ooh, that was my go-to power for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. Hammerhead was you had to have that in your arsenal.
And you know what? But had to. It turned out that first Hammerhead I got was crap, and I didn't know anything about how perks went together at the time. I was just like, I got a Hammerhead, sweet, and I just went out with it, and I was still ripping heads off with it. But then, you know, I was playing with more people, you know, and making friends in the game so we could do mm-hmm. stuff. And I'd bring out that Hammerhead, and they're like, dude, why the hell do you have that? And I was like, what are you talking about? It's a Hammerhead. They're like, your perks are shit. And I was like, I'm sorry? They're like, yeah, the perks on her are crap. You know how perks work, right? And I'm like, there's perks I should be looking for?
Mm-hmm. It had one with Rampage or something like that.
The one I was using that I eventually tossed away, and I did go get a good Hammerhead once I got explained to me that all guns have pools of perks, and there's certain perks you're looking for, and that there's certain perks in there that are put in there on purpose to be throwaway perks, mm-hmm. you know? They have the pool there so you keep working at it. I had Genesis on mine. and I was taking that thing around thinking I was a Billy Badass having a, because I had a Hammerhead on me. And it just wasn't a thing. It was a complete crime.
All the things Genesis.
Yeah, and then after I learned about perks, I was like, you know, I'm like, if anybody tells me they got something with Genesis, I'm like, trash it.
Yeah, just trash it. Don't even
just trash me. It. Just you don't need that.
Delete it right now.
Why would they put a perk in there that's completely useless? So keep working to get it.
Mm-hmm. Nobody.
There are literally perks that they have on these weapons that they know nobody is going to use. They literally exist so that way when you get it, you throw it away, you go back into the event again, and you try again.
Yo, can I tell you what Hammerhead is going to, it's going to be basically a Gatling gun, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, I can't wait for that. I cannot wait for that. I have to have that.
Some might replace my retrofit, but to be honest, I haven't used my retrofit in a long time because machine guns just aren't where it's at right now.
It's not. It needs a buff.
As of like literally a couple months ago, it's just not.
Mm-hmm.
You
remember when they used to ship a lot of the, remember when we would get the end of the big sandbox and they were always shipped around your mm-hmm. heavies, metas? I don't mm-hmm. feel like they're doing that quite anymore.
No.
Like they used to.
I'm tired of them doing it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm tired of them doing it. I want situations where I have to use certain weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't want to have to keep using the same weapon everywhere I go. I mean, that's inevitable. You're going to have to do that sometimes. But
same
like,
thing with the champions. It's like, bro, this is what I hope. That they need to change this. If you're going to keep champions, right, you need to do something original. Like, I'm tired of having to, okay, I got to pull out a sidearm just so I can go. I want to go into Nightfalls with what I like to play with. They should just have it as a perk that you could just swap on any weapon and just go for what you know.
I think they tried to kind of do that with, because like every exotic now has some kind of anti-champion intrinsic these days. Almost every single one does. I think they tried to do that with that, but I mean, you're only allowed one exotic, so now I gotta play around with, you know, what mods I have on my artifact. Right. But yeah, like I said, I just want situations like, give me a reason that I have to use a machine gun. Give me a reason I have to use a rocket launcher, a grenade launcher, an LFR.
Give me
a reason that I gotta do that. The only thing I could see a machine gun useful for is if, like Warlord's Ruin, you kind of could on Heffen, but an LFR is better. An LFR is better, but if you're having trouble with the ads, yeah, you could rock a machine gun so you can help yourself clear out the ads and still do pretty good damage on Heffen, but if you're experienced, it's not the way to go. You want LFRs.
I would love to see what Black Spindle do. Like you said, Black Spindle. Whisper. I want to see what Whisper does to Heffen, especially once we get the crafted ones that we want. I would love to see the damage numbers with that.
For sure.
Man, I'm telling you.
24 rounds now?
Bro, I'm telling you, man. That's going to be great. Especially when they just keep popping them. Boom, 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 boom. They should be able to do the trick.
I don't even mind that they made... Didn't they also say that what they... No, this was a change they did recently. When you hit, like, all three shots on a critical, you get rounds back. But I think they made it... They made it that... It was you got three rounds back, but, you know, used to, they were invisible rounds. Then they changed it because it was way overpowered, and I even agree with that. Yeah, obviously, while it was the way it was, absolutely use it. But, you know, then they changed it to it comes from reserves, and it was recent they made it. It's only two from reserves and one invisible round.
I think
that was a recent change? Or am I thinking that's what's coming up?
That was the last one.
That was the last change. You hit your three crits, you get two from reserves, one invisible round. But now they've increased it. Now they've increased reserves from 18 to 24.
Yeah.
Good God. It's going to be used a lot. Especially for these long range stuff like Heffen.
Heffen, you definitely. I can see people running that.
Like I said, I'm tired of using a bait and switch LFR, man. I need some fresh. Whisper is it.
Yep, you're right about that. We need some new toys, and we're finally getting them. So it's I'm happy about it. I'm definitely happy about it. We got a lot of
When you're doing group content, you got two choices right now. Either you use a bait and switch LFR, which your best bet is Cataclysmic, or you do use a bait and switch rocket launcher, which is Apex Predator. Like, those are your picks. Like, you really don't have any other choice if you want to be effective.
Yeah, because it depends on, like, say if we're doing Heffen or something like that. I usually use my Adept Reed's Regret for Fire and Line, which is really nice. That does the trick.
So, I tested it out because I have Fire and Line. Reed's Regret as well, and that used to be my go-to, especially when they buffed up LFRs. That was my go-to. I used Reed's Regret on Heffen, and then I procced the bait and switch on a Cataclysmic. Cataclysmic does way more if you get it that bait better? And switch procced off. Yeah, it does. It does better than the firing line.
Wow.
So whenever I'm doing something that you need precision, like Heffen, I take Cataclysmic with me. If it doesn't require precision, I take Apex Predator.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to test that out. Because I think I do got a bait and switch in Cataclysmic on my...
Who doesn't these days?
Yeah, I mean, you need it, literally.
Yeah.
This one. Yeah, if you don't have it, what are you doing?
kind of like back in the day. I always gave people the benefit of the doubt, but, you know, I'd seen it happen, and it made me sick to my stomach when I saw it happen. But it's like, okay, pull out your Whisper. Well, I have Whisper. Oh, well, then get your Darcy. I'll have Darcy. Well, then what the hell are you doing here? Bye. And it's like, dude, we're at the last boss. What the hell is your problem?
It's like, come on now. Really?
Five of us got Whisper. We'll be fine.
We're good. Don't worry.
We might have to do one more run around of downstairs.
Yeah, one more, and if that, just depending on how it goes.
We're already doing two runs, so like we can handle a third, just because one guy doesn't have a freaking whisper. Okay.
Yeah, facts. It's gonna be interesting, man. I can't wait to see the damage numbers, especially what happened. Do a Oryx whisper run and see how how much damage they're gonna have now with that.
Yeah,
it's gonna be some fun, man. We better have some fun time, man.
It, you know, like we've been saying, they really got to bring it, and this is gonna be the chance to bring people in and give them a good faith to get Final Shape, because Final Shape had a lot of returns in the this year. This year, there's been a ton of returns of Final Shape. This would be a good faith way, is if this blows out the water. Now, if we do this stuff, get our old favorites and their crap, like, what are you doing, Bungie?
That can't happen. That literally cannot happen.
It can't. Yeah, they have to do a good faith thing, and, like, this is it.
This is to tide us over to
you. You want people to buy Final Shape. This is your time to get people to do that. Mm-hmm. There's literally people like you and me that we're literally doing it because we think we're coming to the end, and I want to see the end.
I want it to be so good that we say, you know what, let's stick around.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can do that. That's where we're.
I said this on my stream the other day. I was like, we will see how I feel after the raid race.
That's all. If I feel great and I'm excited, okay. Yeah, you got it, Bungie.
I was like, if I'm not feeling Destiny anymore after the raid race, you will catch me do episode content because I purchased it. Like I always do. I always purchase the annual pass. I was like, you will see me do episode content probably for 1 or 2 days, and then you won't see me on Destiny until the next one comes out.
Facts. I hope, I really do hope that this is going to be
a big experience. I've had people, they're like, you seriously bought Final Shape with the annual pass? I was like, yeah, I want to see the end because I think it's about to happen.
Unfortunately, Jeff, I want to see you have a Kool-Aid smile when I ask you, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I want it. I want that. I want that too. I want that too.
Because we all look forward to it wouldn't matter what anybody says. We all look forward to a new expansion. We all do.
Yeah.
We just want it to be something that like when we played Witch Queen, we had a great time. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
We were ready. We was like, yes, this is Destiny. It is peak. I'm loving it. We were glued. They did a great job. Even with the seasons of Witch Queen, they did a phenomenal job with all
the of The only unfortunate thing with me and Witch Queen is that was when I was kind of petering out on Destiny and trying to expand where my stream reached.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was getting burnt out. Like, those seasons were the one I played the least, even though they were good. It was just, there was a lot of grinding to be had with those seasons. As good as they were, I was not up for it. Like, I did my legendary run of Witch Queen, and then I kind of dipped out until Season of the Seraph. That's when I came back, and I was like, okay, there's some nice stuff. I need it.
Yeah.
Because Season of the Haunted, like, you know, it was cool, but the weapons are crap.
they weren't the best, but I did love the story. It was great, but the weapons
Season of Plunder, everybody was all about that, and I was like, eh, it's okay, same thing, weapons were crap.
And I like what the was aesthetics, the one though. I did like the aesthetics.
Yeah, it's like, cool. I did this when I say I dipped out. I did the story every week. I did that for Haunted. I did that for Plunder. I don't even remember what the hell was the one between Seraph and Plunder. I don't even remember.
Plunder.
Witch Queen seasons.
Season of the Lost. Season of the Plunder was next.
Witch Queen seasons. I might be mixing up my seasons too, like when they were Risen. So it was Risen, then Haunted. I finished the Risen Seal, and I was like, what am I doing here? Risen wasn't good. Risen was not okay. That's when they started making Battlegrounds GMs and stuff, and I was like, this is bogus, man. So it was Risen, Haunted, Plunder, Seraph. And Seraph was when I was like, okay, I need to get back in action because there's actually some nice stuff.
I like Seraph.
I was like, there's actually some nice stuff. So, yeah, all right, Seraph, I'm back.
I enjoyed it for what it was.
I just moved to Korea by that point, too. And I was just like, I didn't have time.
Yeah, I like Seraph.
Like I said, Risen was crap, but you know what? That's the one that came out with the expansion. I never have high hopes for the season that comes out with an expansion. I know it's not going to be good.
Except for Witch Queen's one. The first one was, it was pretty good.
Risen?
It was better than most ones that comes out with the expansion.
I mean, yeah, if you compare it to Season of the Hunt, there's an obvious winner. Yeah,
Season of the Hunt was trash. I was like, oh my god.
I got my Warden Seal because it was so damn easy to get.
I didn't even bother. I was just like, get this out.
Yeah, if we're going to compare first seasons when an expansion comes out, there is a very low bar. Yeah, Risen rocked.
But then you had
Haunted, which, shit weapons, cool story. I did enjoy going through the story on that, but that's all I wanted to do. Yeah. I just wanted to go through
Season
the story.
Of the Haunt.
Plunder, man, I'm sorry. Pirate
Undying was trash, bro.
Oh my god, yeah, it was. Good god. Undying was trash. Hunt was trash.
Oh my god, I couldn't.
What was the season that came out with fucking Lightfall? Oh god.
Oh my god. It had potential, but it was pointless. The story was stupid. And I was like, really?
Lightfall seasons. Yeah, I barely bothered with it.
Defiance was okay. It was terrible. I like what they was trying to do with it, but
wasn't that another Cabal one? I was like, what are we doing with all these Cabal seasons right at the start?
Yeah, the story was stupid. I didn't like that at all. Why are we doing this?
Defiant Battlegrounds. Yep. Infiltrating the Pyramid Strongholds. Yeah,
I think what they were trying to do though is like, okay, we're gonna keep doing the Battlegrounds because people love Season of the Chosen, which I love Season of the Chosen.
Chosen was really good. Chosen was really good.
Mm-hmm. I love those Battlegrounds. I thought it was perfect. And then they added that the Chosen Strike. Perfect.
And then every season was Battlegrounds. And it was come on.
It's like, don't.
Bro, this wasn't the mark for you to hit. It wasn't.
Don't do this to us, please. No. It was
like this. This was not the greatest idea you needed to keep doing. Okay, yeah. It was good for the one time.
Deep dives, I liked it. I think deep dives were pretty cool. I like it.
I still need my exotic scout rifle from that damn thing.
You still haven't gotten it?
Nope. You can never find people who want to do it.
We need to run it. We need to run it and get you in there.
Every time I found a team, it was just usually you get someone who panics, especially if it's their first time in there.
I'll go with you with Tractor Cannon, and we can knock this bad boy out.
Exalt, like, we the first time I tried to do it, we had a guy, he kept putting he put the well on the opposite side of where me and my buddy were at, and we're like, okay, fuck it, we'll come to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, hey, remember to come to us and drop the well. But he would continue to come into the middle room, panic, and drop his well wherever he felt like it.
Really?
It happened the first time, and we're like, okay, we'll come to you, don't do it again. And then he came in the second time and dropped again, and we're like, dude, are you serious? And then we got onto the third wave, he did it again, and I was like, what language do you want me to say it in? Like, dude, come to us. Second time I did it, we almost had it, but there was two of us new to it. One of my clan admins, he was taking me and another guy through it, and you know, first timer, not expecting lots of deaths. And it's like, dude, we are spending more time raising you than doing the damn encounter, and we need you to do well.
Yeah,
that happens.
I'm telling you, that
but,
that gets very nerve-wracking, especially like, when you're down to the last...
That's just
the last timer. It's just like, oh my
God. That's just where I'm like, you know what, shit happens, man. It's whatever. It's when you had it, like I said, that first time, the guy was experienced and he just could not follow the damn directions.
Just like, please, I was like, come stop it.
Dude, we are dying here, literally. Stop. And he would even freak out when we did get to the well and we get knocked out of it with that tormentor's slam. It's like, dude, we knew this was going to happen. Just run back in. Stop freaking out. It is what it is.
Yeah, it's something else. But we finally made it to the last where we finished the show. We wrapped it up. It's pretty nice. We had a lot to talk about, and we're going to have a lot to talk about next week. Especially because, you know, so much is happening, especially in Destiny. So I'm glad it's a great time to be a Destiny player. So we're going to have a lot to talk about. It's going to be great. I'm glad that we're finally getting back to the nitty gritty. So that being said, it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. And of course, we got to get to the floor is yours. So that being said, Jer, tell them where they can find you, what you got going on, sir.
You can find me at twitch.tv/Jareth_Darkheart. We do your endgame needs, all right? I got folks that are raid pros, dungeon pros, GM pros, you name it. However, like we said, Whisper's coming back next week, and that is going to be a big deal for me, all right? Come by and get your carries, okay? My very first stream, I did Whisper carries, and we're going back to it. So I'm going to get a crew together. We're going to figure it out. And then we're going to rock and roll.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And, of course, you know you can follow me here. Pigala Gaming Twitch channel. And also Twitter, Pigala Gaming. You're always going to find me, Pigala Gaming 2, there. And also on TikTok, I always post a lot of Helldivers 2. Update videos. You can have fun. We're killing it in the game. It's gonna be fun, and we're gonna have a lot of fun next week. Next week is gonna be interesting because I'm trying to figure out how I want to do this. Because PK Blam, right? Remember I was telling you about
that's him. Right. So yeah, you were telling me. Saying,
next he wanted week, us. He wants us to do the show with him and his guys.
Let's do it.
We'll probably be doing that. Yeah, we'll be doing that next week, and then we'll come back the following and talk showcase and talk.
That gives us a couple weeks to really put our thoughts together about the new content and give it the thumbs up or the thumbs down.
Mm-hmm. So that way, we can go forward with that and really be we'll be deep in. We'll already know what's going on. We've experienced everything by then, so. Well, most things by then. So
yeah, because a lot of it is being drip fed.
Absolutely. So
luckily, sooner than they planned.
Right. So look out for that. It's going to be great. That being said, we appreciate you guys, and we're going to be out of here. So we will see you next week.
See you
later.